For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Supreme Court rules that the Biden administration will be allowed to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Someone not happy about that is Texas Congressman Chip Roy. He tells the America Reports program the Biden administration is not securing the border.
The law of the United States is that we have to secure the border. We have to have operational control of the border. And you must detain those individuals who are being adjudicated for, say, an asylum claim. That is not happening. That's what the American people need to understand.
Remain in Mexico required asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while they await their court hearings. Immigration advocates say this was putting asylum seekers in danger. The Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Environmental groups are not happy, but Katie Tubb of the Heritage Foundation says this is a good ruling.
And I think it was better than even what we had hoped for this reason. The immediate cause or occasion for the case was the Clean Power Plan by the EPA, which had potential to do some incredible harm to the electricity system and to Americans via their electricity bills. But the court didn't stop there because they looked at the bigger question of how and why the EPA was doing what it was doing. And they developed something more called the Major Questions Doctrine, which is can a regulatory agency pull out of almost nowhere a power that Congress hasn't given it? And so when the Supreme Court shut down EPA's attempt to regulate greenhouse gases across the electricity sector through the Clean Power Plan, that decision has implications now for all kinds of regulatory agencies beyond the EPA. And so to me, this is a good decision for anybody who has to pay an electricity bill, but it's also a good decision for the experiment of self-government that is the United States and the Constitution.
For more on the Supreme Court rulings, visit AFN.net. The Department of Justice says it will investigate the NYPD's unit that specializes in solving sex crimes. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The DOJ says it has justification for the probe in the form of reports that date back more than 10 years. Assistant Attorney General over the Civil Rights Division, Kristen Clark, says the NYPD operations to be examined range from training to evidence handling to how officers interact with victims. She said allegations of a pattern of gender bias in the handling of sex crime cases warrant a comprehensive look. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a city attorney, and the police commissioner have been informed of the probe. They have pledged to cooperate.
The Pennsylvania Senate has passed a bill barring biological males from competing in female sports. The bill was already approved by the House. Governor Tom Wolf will now decide whether to sign or veto the measure. Pennsylvania is no stranger to the issue of men and women's sports. Will Thomas has competed against females as a member of the women's swim team at the University of Pennsylvania. Californians may soon get a check to help them fight inflation. Governor Gavin Newsom says his administration will be mailing the up to $1,050 checks as part of the $17 billion relief package the state legislature passed to try to ease the burden of record-high inflation. Brittany Hughes of Media Research Center.
Not to knock $1,000, we could all use an extra $1,000, but if you look at the skyrocketing costs across the board, everything from rent and energy to food and grocery prices, $1,000 isn't going to go very far.
Hughes warns that what happens in California may not stay in California. In final news this hour, starting Friday, it will no longer cost money for people in South Dakota to receive their concealed carry permit. Senate Bill 212, passed by lawmakers and signed by Governor Kristi Noem, removed the fee. Find more news on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.